It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to a Sound Kitchen flashback, a show which originally aired in 2012. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Susan Owensby here. It's summertime, at least on the Northern Hemisphere, and the living is easy. Sit back and relax and enjoy the next few weeks of this summer's Sound Kitchen special recipes. On today's program, you'll hear from British painter Graham Dean. I met him earlier this year at Florent Maubert's gallery here in Paris, where he was participating in a group show called Au Miroir. Dean was busy working on a series of paintings on Olympic athletes called Faster, Higher, Stronger, which are now on view at the Victoria Art Gallery and Museum in Bath in the UK. Graham Dean is well known for his paintings of the human body.
I suppose that's I guess that's the area I specialise in. I do other things as well, but let's see, I've been going since 1974, so I think the body's been central to everything I've done since then. But the techniques changed, the styles changed and everything, but yeah.
Why?
I started off, if you saw them now... In fact, we were just talking about it over lunch, and some of them have started coming up in auction, embarrassingly enough for me, these early efforts. But they were highly realistic, sort of photorealism then. And over the years, it's not like I evolved or changed deliberately. I think I got fed up with very, very tight ways of working, and I wanted a slightly looser approach. So I set off really trying to reinvent watercolour. That was the idea. And that was about 20 years ago now.
I suppose it's only logical that a painter who focuses on the body is the official painter for the Olympic Games.
That's a grand title, which I don't think is true. I'm not the official painter. No, I've been invited by two museums to put on a show around the theme of the Olympics. So it's not... That sounds a lot grander. I can't claim that one.
No. Okay, I was wondering what exactly the official painter of the Olympics does.
No. I think they wanted exactly the opposite. They wanted a different approach.
Okay.
That was the idea. That's why they came to me.
Because
they knew I wasn't going to do anything really straight and obvious. You know. And I said, right, I'll accept it only if you're going to expect the unexpected, which is what I wanted. And I said, I'm not going to do any movement pictures because, you know, photographers can cover that so much better than I could ever. So I'm doing everything else around it, everything else. So it's like the beginning, the end. I'm doing incidental stuff when they're not really performing.
Mm-hmm.
And honest to God, it's been one of the most difficult projects I've ever undertaken.
Why?
I think you're up against a wall of cliches. If you say sports paintings, you expect something in your head, you've got an image. And to try and get something different out of it, it was a challenge and a half. But I think I've done it, but it took a lot out of me. But I mean, in fact, last week I was looking at some athletes. They were in games around a track. And this particular were long jumpers. And I was watching all things which the cameras don't pick up on, because they do a sort of little routine before they start the jump. And each one has got his own little way of doing things. And they, almost like choreographers, they would move their hands around or move their arms a certain way. Some of them did it like a little routine. And, of course, they never photographed this because they're waiting for the big jump and everything. But they're the things I was focusing in on, really, these interesting side issues. And in a way, they show up more the humanistic side of what the sportsmen are about, really. I'm not doing everything. It's too much. I'm not doing horses. I don't think I could paint a horse. But I shouldn't say no, that's the whole point, you see. I'm going into territory which normally I never go near, and this is good for you. I'm being pushed and challenged. And I tell you, the one thing that got me. When they first approached me, I went, oh, well, I don't know. And then I read something, and it was an American art critic, and he said he'd never seen a good painting of a sports person in a museum.
What a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. So that one line from him, and I don't know who it was, it's just one of those things you read over the internet, and I thought, right, okay. Okay, the gauntlet's gone down, I'm up for it now, you know. But that's what you need. That's what you need, you know, that little thing just to spur you on. I thought, right, I'm going to do some museum quality work. And I think I've done it. I think I have, yeah. I'm pleased. And the reaction so far has been fantastic. Everyone's come around the studio, it's been wowing them. So.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Great.
So I think, whew, yeah.
That's a long project. It's a, 2 years. Yeah.
If you're going to spend 2 years on something, you want someone to say wow at the end of it. Exactly. You don't want to go hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, the world's worst word. Yes. Yeah. So if an artist gets interesting, you know. Okay.
They have not been moved. I watched a video in which you described yourself as falling between the floorboards. What does that mean?
Yeah, I actually used my studio floorboards to illustrate that in a very literal way. The amount of times people have said to me, your work is like between a rock and a hard place, or you don't fit in, and I then said falling between the floorboards. And I fit into this non-fitting in, if you like. Because it's constantly said to me, I don't know where I am. I mean, I'm engaged in, I always call them pitfalls. First of all, I've decided to reinvent watercolour, which is one of the most unfashionable mediums in the world. And the associations of amateur artists and, you know, very small, petite works. And I'm, you know, as you can see, I'm doing something entirely different. I'm also working in the figurative area, which is often being frowned upon in the art establishment. So I feel I'm up against it from the word go, really. And as a result, and I'm also trying to make it quite contemporary. I'm dealing with contemporary issues and trying to make these things look as part of the art world as much as anything else is going on right now. So this is why it's been said to me so many times. They can't quite place me. People don't know what to do with me, really. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a definition of a maverick, I guess, but a maverick working within the art world.
Graham Dean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tune into the Sound Kitchen next week and hear more from Mr. Falling Between the Floorboards, painter Graham Dean, and his new journey, painting in public to music. That's the Sound Kitchen next Saturday at 4:52, 6:22, and 7:52 Universal Time. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's Sound Kitchen Flashback with Graham Dean, and that you'll be with me next week for part two. This program originally aired in August 2012. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.